והיסוד השמיני. והיסוד השמיני הוא תורה מן השמיים, והוא שונה מן שכל התורה המצויה בידינו היום, זוהי התורה שניתנה למשה, ושהיא כולה מפי הגבורה, כל מה שהגיע אליו כולה מעץ השם, והגויה שנקראת על דרך ההשאר לדיבור. ואין יודע איך היא האגור, אלא הוא על המשלום שאליו הגיע. וכי הוא נחשב כסופר שמקרים לפונוב, והוא מעתיק וכוסב את כולו. דבי היומים שבו וסיפורי המתווסר וכך נקרא מחוקה. The Rambam, as he does for each of the Yesodos, begins with a word or a phrase which encapsulates the entire Yesod and then elaborates it. But it's clear that what the Rambam means, excuse me, it's clear that what the Rambam means by Torah min Hashamayim is not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, but that we have that Torah which was given Min HaShemayim. Right? Vahu, the initial elaboration that the Rambam has here of what that phrase Torah Min HaShemayim means is not just that millennia ago HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Torah. No, but that Torah is Mitzuya B'yadeinu Hayom. Just in terms of the semantics, how is that all compressed into the phrase Torah Min HaShamayim? So what distinguishes Torah from a mitzvah l'sha'a is its nitzchius. Right? One of the Rambam's 14 shoroshim in the beginning of Sefer Mitzvahs as to which mitzvahs are included in the minyan tayag and which not. Hashorosh hashlishi she'ein roi limnos mitzvah she'ein nogos ledoros. Daki omram tayag mitzvos nemlo lemoshe besinai, and Chazal associate that with Torah tzivalonu Moshe, so it means that the semantics of Torah is something which is nitzchus, something which is for all eternity. No, it's not for all eternity if it's lost somewhere in a Gniza. Nitzchus of Torah means that the Torah remains available, accessible, remains in our possession. And that's what, when the Rambam again begins with that opening phrase, Torah Min HaShamayim, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah Min HaShamayim, but that we retain, and it remains with us, that Torah Min HaShamayim. It refers to every word of Chumash. Ve'ein hevdel, says the Rambam, ben v'nei chom, kushu mitzrayim ufut ochanan, or v'shem ishto mehetavel bas matreid, on the one hand, o anochi Hashem, u'shma Yisrael, Hashem alkenu Hashem echad, hakol mipi ha'gvura. Even though we don't see the significance of those psukim, and we obviously do have some appreciation for the significance of Anochi Hashem or Shema Yisrael, but all of Torah is Mipi HaGvura from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKol Torah Hashem Tumima Tahor Kedosha Emes. V'lohoye menashe b'ayneim kofir, machal kodesh chomo yosem mikol kofir. Menashe, who represented the ultimate in kfir, Rachman Atzlan, was a kofir by virtue of el lefisha choshev sheyesh b'torah pnimu klipa. V'shedivre hayomim halolu, what seemed to just be the historical components, v'hasipurim, and the narrative, ein Torah elas b'hem shehem me'es Moshe. V'zeu inyan ein Torah min ha-shamayim. When the Mishnah says in Perek Chelek that someone says ein Torah min ha-shamayim, zein l'chelek l'om haba, it means, ha'amu huzeh she'sova she'kol ha-Torah kul v'pi ha-gvu, chutz mi'posak echad, she'lo amu ha-kadosh baruch ha'la Moshe m'pi atzma. V'zeu dvar Hashem boza. Yiz'ala Hashem ima she'omim ha-kofer. Elakol os mimena yesh ba chochma v'niflos l'misha hevinu Hashem v'lo tusag tach l'chochmas. The ultimate of chochmas haTorah cannot be apprehended. Aruka me'eretz mido rochavim miniyam v'ein la'odom el la'aloch v'ikvaz David Mashiach elokei Yaakov she'hispalo gal einai v'abitu niflos mitarasafah. When we say Torah min ha-shamayim, we mean not only the Torah she'bichsav, we also mean the Torah she'bal peh, which accompanied the Torah she'bichsav. U'kamochein perusha ha-mekubal hu gam kein mipi ha-gvura. V'zeh she'anu osem hayom es ofen ha-sukah va'alula va'ashova va'atzitz va'atfilim v'zulosam hu osan ha-ofen atzma shama Hashem le-Moshe. V'hu amal lanu, v'hu mosa ha-shlichus ne'eman b'meshe mosa. So the yisod of Torah min ha-shamayim encompasses both Torah she'bichsav and Torah she'bal peh. Now, in Hilchos Tshuva, in Perek Gimel, which is the closest to a parallel in the Yad to the Hagdama to Perek Chelek, where the Rambam enumerates those she'ein lahem chelek l'olam haba, again, many of whom are those who deny the one of the Yud Gimel Yikarim. So the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Vav says that hakofrim b'Torah is one category of individuals rachmana litzlan she'ein lahem chelek l'olam haba, and then the Rambam says in Halacha Ches that shlosh she'ein hakofrim b'Torah. Ha'omer she'ein ha-Torah me'im Hashem afilu posuk echad afilu teva achas im oma Moshe oma mipi atzmo ha'reze kofer v'Torah. V'chein, number two, ha-kofer b'perusha v'hi Torah sheval peh v'hikrish ma'gideh ha'kegon tzadik u'vaisos. And number three, v'ha'omer she'habori hechlif mitzvah zo b'mitzvah acheres וקבבות לתורה זו אף על פי שהויסה מאים השם, כגון הנוצרים וההיגרם, כל אחד משלוש האלו כופר בתורה. So here, in Hilchos Tshuva, for some reason, the Rambam lists כופר בתורה שבכסב and כופר של תורה שבעל פה separately. In the Hagdama to Perek Chelek, he combines Torah she'bichsav and Torah she'bal peh min ha-shamayim into one yesod, but in the Yad he lists kofer b'Torah she'bichsav and kofer Torah she'bal peh separately. I mean, it obviously amounts to the same thing. Either way, the Rambam is affirming that belief in both Torah she'bichsav and Torah she'bal peh are absolutely min ha-shamayim, are absolutely indispensable for baseline belief, but sort of why does he systematize it differently? Why is it that in the Yad it's he calls it, there's one type of kofer is kofer dav shebichsav, a second is kofer dav shebal peh, and here the whole thing is Torah min ha-shamayim in one. So the answer, it's the even though the formulation is a little subtle, the answer is actually simple. There is another difference, again, not contradiction, but difference in terms of presentation, sort of determined, driven contextually. In the Hagdamat Perek Chelek, the Rambam formulates things in the positive, what a person affirmatively believes, right? So the first he saw is Metzias Hashem, etc. In Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam presents it negatively as those heretical beliefs for which a person, Rachman Latzlan, loses his chelik and Adam Hamba, right? Gimel Vav, Eluhain, Ve'eluhain She'ein Lahem Chelik Olam Haba, Haminim Ha'Bikosim Ha'Kofim Ba'Torah, I skipped a little bit, Haminim Ha'Bikosim Ha'Kofim Ba'Torah, and then the Rambam says, Chamishahen Nikra Haminim Ha'Omer She'ein Sham Eloha Ve'ein Olam Madig. So in the Yad, because the Rambam is presenting it apropos of Socha Ba'Onesh, and he's listing those who have no chelik and olam haba, so the Rambam is presenting it in the negative. And in Parasha Mishnayos, where it's not apropos of Socha Va'onesh, but where he's just presenting what constitutes basic emuna according to the Torah, so the Rambam is presenting it in the positive. So that's just sort of in a literary, again, driven by context, so on the literary vein, it's different. Now, when you think about it, here comes just, it's a little bit subtle, not very subtle. As an emuna, so you can't separate Torah Shebach Sad and Torah Shebal Peh. In terms of believing in Torah Min HaShamayim, so a person, belief in Torah Min HaShamayim means Hein Torah Shebach Sad, Torah Shebal Peh. If you're presenting it in the positive, you have to present it as one. There's no Torah Shebach Sad without Torah Shebal Peh. There's no Torah Shebach Peh without Torah Shebach Sad. As a kfira, you can say a person's kofa in Torah Shebach Sad or his kofa in Torah Shebal Peh. As an emuna, it has to be presented as one. As a kfira, it can be presented as two. You can have a karoi. You can have a karoi. Now, as a kfira, so you can define that his kfira is that he denies the Torah Shebal Peh. You can have a menashe who maybe believes in Torah Shebal Peh. I don't know whether he did or he didn't, for the parts of Torah Shebach Sad in which he believes, but he denies this pasuk. Or whatever the case may be. As a kfira, so you can have a chalos kfira in Torah Shebach Sad, and you can have a chalos kfira in Torah Shebal Peh. But as a emuna, Torah Shebach Sad and Torah Shebal Peh are one. Together, they constitute Torah. Together, they form a miksha achas of Torah. So when you're presenting it in the positive, which is, again, contextually, how the Rambam is doing it in Hagdamat Perek Chelek, it's one. That's the pshat here. Now, again, just rereading for a moment towards the end. U'kemochen perusha hamakubal. You see that in Rav Osai? Until this point, the Rambam was talking about Torah Shebach Sad, and now he speaks of Torah Shebal Peh. U'kemochen perusha hamakubal. So Perusha HaMekubal, that phrase is a phrase that the Rambam first introduces in the Hagdamah to Perusha Mishnayos, and he gives many, many examples. He gives an example, for instance, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Lekata Lachem Bayom HaRishon, Pri Eitz Hodor V'Gomer," HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that Pri Eitz Hodor is an Esrog. Pri Eitz Hodor is an Esrog. And the sugya in the third parak in Masachas Sukkah that looks to establish that Pri Eitz Hodor means Esrog is not because there was ever any uncertainty as to what Pri Eitz Hodor means. It's rather because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu the Perush HaMekubal, he also told him, you know, this is something that you can also discover from within the Torah Shebichtav. I'm telling it to you. So you know what it means, but you should know that this is something that can be derived, it can be elicited from within the Torah Shebichtav. And similarly, the Rambam famously gives the example of Ayin Tachas Ayin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that when he teaches him the pasuk of Ayin Tachas Ayin, he says, what that means, halacha l'maisa, is momo. That's the perush HaMekubal. And that's the whole sug in the beginning of HaChovel, of how can you prove it from within the psuk of Minei Uvei. How can you bridge the Torah Shebichtav and the Torah Shebaalpeh? That's what Perush HaMekubal means. Perush HaMekubal means that the Perush is received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Har Sinai as to what the Pasuk means, but it's something that can, through Midrash HaTorah and Drashas Bahen, also be elicited from the Pesukim themselves, and that is an important aspect of Talmud Torah to do so. But that's what Perush HaMekubal means. Now, in the Hagdama to Perush HaMishnayos, you'll take a look. So the Rambam distinguishes Perush HaMekubalim from Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. He says, given that that Moshe Rabbeinu received just so many Perush HaMekubalim, so, and yet we never find that Ayin Tachas Ayin is referred to as a Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. We don't find that creates Hodor being an Esrog is referred to Halacha Moshe MiSinai, but it is a Perush HaMekubal MiSinai. So what did Chazal use the term Halacha Moshe MiSinai to denote? So the Rambam says Halacha Moshe MiSinai means when Moshe Rabbeinu received a tradition that isn't Misyaches to something in the Torah Shebichtav. Moshe Rabbeinu received Halacha Moshe MiSinai that tefillin have to be black. It doesn't say that. That's not encoded in Torah Shebichtav. You can't find in Ukshatum Os Al Yadecha V'Yuda Totofos Ben Inecha, you can't find any trace of the fact that tefillin have to be black. And that's what it means that it's Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai, meaning that it's purely Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. It's not also encoded within, hinted at, and therefore can be derived and elicited from the Torah Shebichtav. All the Perush HaMekubalim can. The fact that Priya Tzadah means an Esrog, that can. It's Ador Bilanu Mishana Lashana, etc. All these things can also be elicited from Torah Shebichtav. That's what the Rambam calls a Perush HaMekubal. That's the Rambam's coinage. And he says that the Chazal reserved the term Halacha Moshe MiSinai for that which isn't being misyaches to something in the Chumash, something which stands alone, independently, purely based on that tradition, on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu b'Har Sinai. Now, that being the case, the question is, how come the Rambam doesn't mention Halacha Moshe MiSinai in the Yisod HaShmini? Obviously, it is Min HaShemayim, and we obviously know that and believe that. So why didn't the Rambam mention it here, given that, again, it's not, he so clearly differentiates what Perush HaMekubal refers to as opposed to what Halacha Moshe MiSinai refers to. So you want to move that to Zayin. When Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to leave, about to leave this world, Amar lo Yehoshua, Sha'al mimenei kol sveikel sheyesh lecha. Right? It's now or never. So Yehoshua answers him, Amar lo Rabbi, klum hi nachticha sha'a achas v'halachti l'mokam acher? I never missed the sheyesh. Yehoshua ben Nun said, I was there for every say, I was there for every shift. I heard everything. So I'm not... I received the entire Masorah from you. I have no questions. Klomi nachticha shah achas v'alachti l'makam acher. Lo kach kasafta vi u'meshoros o Yehoshua bin Nun na'a lo yomash mitocha oil. Didn't you write in the Torah, meaning didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictate to you to write in the Torah that u'meshoros o Yehoshua bin Nun na'a lo yomash mitocha oil? So Chazal say, Miyad Toshash Kocho Shel Yehoshua, that this wasn't an appropriate response. V'nishtakchu mimenu Shalosh Meos Halochos. And he forgot 300 halochos. V'noldu lo Shva Meos Sveikos. V'omdu kol Yisrael Lahoga. Amala HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo malacha I efsha. I can't, because Torah can only be given through Moshe Rabbeinu. So I can't. Lech v'todan v'mochama. Go get busy with Kibush HaOretz. So it's clear that the Lashon Halachos in this Gemara means Halacha Moshe Mesina. And whereas there has never ever been no perish hamakubal has ever been forgotten, some halachas of Moshe Mesinai were forgotten. Many obviously were not forgotten. We know the tefillin is supposed to be square, and we know the tefillin is supposed to be black, and we know there's supposed to be nisuch hamayim on sukkahs. Obviously, many halachas of Moshe Mesinai were not forgotten. The Rambam lists off what he says are most or all of the halachas of Moshe Mesinai. He lists them in the Hagdamah Tiferes Mishnayos, but many were forgotten. Perushim Mekubalim were never forgotten, but Halacha Moshe Mesinai were forgotten. So we said Torah Ben Hashemayim, the Yisod Hashmini. What do we say? The Rambam is not just referring to a historical fact of what was given Ben Hashemayim, but Torah Ben Hashemayim means Torah Min HaShemayim, and we have it today. So that's why the Rambam isn't mentioning everything that was given Min HaShemayim. He's mentioning that which was given Min HaShemayim, which is Biyadenu, which is Mitzur Biyadenu today. Every Pasuk in Chumash, every word in Chumash, is Torah Shebachsav, is Mitzur Biyadenu today. Every Perush HaMekubal that was given to accompany, to say what the Pshat in the words in Chumash is Mitzuy B'Yadenu today. Not every halacha Moshe Mesinai is Mitzuy B'Yadenu today. And that's why, again, yes, of course it's Min HaShemayim, and yes, of course we believe in Min HaShemayim, but the Yisod HaShmini is not, as we said initially, right? What the Rambam means by Torah Min HaShemayim is not only, in quotation marks, not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Min HaShemayim, but that it's Mitzuy B'Yadenu today. So the Rambam, therefore, speaks of the Torah Shebachsav and again Torah Shebalpeh, which means the Perushim Mekubalim, and he doesn't refer to Halacha Moshe Mesinai. That is the pshat. Earlier when the Rambam was talking about the Torah Shebachsav Min HaShemayim, so the Rambam writes, V'chihu Nechshav, I think that this is, he's quoting the Gemara towards the end of the first paragraph of Masechus Bava Basra here, that V'chihu Nechshav, that he, Moshe Rabbeinu, what was like Kesofer Shemakriyam Lefona V'humatik V'kosev. That Moshe Rabbeinu was a sofer who was taking dictation, right? As it were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, is reading to Moshe Rabbeinu from the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu is taking dictation, and he's writing it down. Meaning, in other words, and this everyone agrees with, the Yisod HaShmini of Torah Min HaShemayim is that Torah Shebichsav is Dvar Hashem verbatim. Right? It's not only that the content and the substance of Torah Shebichsav is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, the actual words, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Eso Shemayim Eso Aretz, those are the actual words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just that the ideas which are compressed into those words are Amipi HaGvurot, no, the actual words themselves. Moshe Rabbeinu took dictation, he wrote the actual words themselves. There is a difference of opinion. What about Nach? What about Nach? So there's a difference of opinion. If you take a look, so amongst others, the Abba Benel talks about this, the Malbim talks about it, Yaakov Kamenetsky talks about it. The Malbim insists that this is true for Nach as well. That every word in Nach was verbatim given Beruach HaKodesh and written down. Whereas the Abba Benel, and later this is what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, they say more the moshel for Nach is the following. Let's say you have, you have an artist who paints a picture. And then there's an exhibit of his works, and some art critic goes and he visits the exhibit, and then he writes his interpretation of the painting. And then they go to the artist and they ask him how he would rate the critic's interpretation, and he says, incredible. Everything he said was right on target, was exactly what I was expressing. He didn't add anything, he didn't miss anything. So if you'll ask whose words are, whose choice of words in the critic's essay, so who chose the words? So the critic's words. But if you'll ask in terms of the content expressed, so the content 100%, which is being expressed, is that of the artist. So that's what the Abba Benel says, and that's what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says. That's pshat by Nach. That nevuah is something which is a non-verbal medium. Right? What the experience of nevuah is not, the Navi is not hearing words. The experience of nevuah is not a verbal experience. But it's something which the Navi is then given the capacity to unerringly, unfailingly understand and interpret the nevuah which he experienced. But the actual choice of words then is from Yeshayo, and it's not verbatim in that sense, that the content is 100%, again, 100%, without being mosif, without being Megareya, it's 100% from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the actual words themselves are those of the Novi. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky thinks that's the Pshan in Ein Shnei Nevi'im, Snabim Signon Echa. The same way, no two people, unless one or both are cheating, no two people write exactly the same way. So too, Ein Shnei Nevi'im, Misnabim, Signon Echa, because at the end of the day, the choice of words is that of the Navi. So that difference of opinion, and the Malbim thinks that's not correct. The Malbim thinks that even by Nevuah, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Navi, is given the actual words to write down. Whoever, the Gemara Bavasha tells us, which of the Nevi'im wrote each of the Sifrei Nevuah, so the Navi is given the actual, the Ruach HaKodesh is also given the actual words. That difference of opinion is not Nach, but less man de polig, that when it comes to Chumash, the Chumash is verbatim Dvar Hashem. Could be that there's enough Gemin HaLochel HaMaisa between this as well, and that is as follows. The Magen Avraham writes that when you say Mishnah, says Aron Makomon in the morning,
That's a funny assumption. I'm going to make that people really say, I don't know where he died, but I don't know. End up in some strange minyan where they said his own with Cohen. But the Magen Avraham says that when you say Mishnah is his own with Cohen in the morning, he says you have to understand what you're saying. There's no kiyum. If a person says his own with Cohen Shazvachim and he doesn't understand what he's saying. So the Baal Tanya writes in his Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Baal Tanya writes, Bamed Bamamurim, by Torah Shebal Peh. But a Pasuk Chumash, obviously, it's not Talmud Torah on the highest level, it's not the optimal form of Talmud Torah, but by Talmud Torah, if a person opens a Chumash and he reads, Beresh as well, Lekim, Esa Shemaim, Esa Oretz, he's Mekayim and Mitzvah, even if he doesn't understand. So the question is, what about Nach? What about Nach? Right? It's very Nogeh, let's say, sometimes when we say Tilm, unfortunately, we don't necessarily understand what we're saying. So is there a kiyum hamitzvah in saying a pasuk from Nach without understanding? So l'chora that should depend upon this question. I think maybe the Zayin Kanatsky even gives this after Mina. I don't remember. I think he does. L'chora, I'm not sure. I don't remember if he does or doesn't. L'chora that depends upon this question, that if Nach is verbatim Dvar Hashem, so then the same reasoning why Bechumash you have a Kiyum Talmud Torah even without understanding would apply to Nach also. But if Nach is not verbatim Dvar Hashem, it's that the content is 100% Dvar Hashem, the content, but the words are the words of Yeshayahu, the words are the words of Yirmiyahu, so then the words themselves wouldn't be a mitzvah Talmud Torah if a person doesn't understand the content. So you're talking that there's going to be a nachkimin ledina. The other, I think this other nachkimin, I think Reb Zalig Epstein, Zechon Levroch, the Shiva Shara Torah, writes about the other possible nachkimin to this question is whether or not midos shatar and adrashas bahen can be applied to novi. So l'chora, it's certainly the case that if you say like the Avavana, like the Avavana Kamenetsky, that you would not apply midos shatar and adrashas bahen to novi. But maybe according to the Malbim's approach, that it's also verbatim Dvar Hashem. So then maybe it operates by the same. The same rules, and maybe Midas Shatan and Rosh's one would be applied there as well.
The soda cheese, says the Rambam, we'll just begin it. We'll begin now. We'll come back to this again next week as well. Blinen Ritz Hashem. The soda cheese habitel. The who shatoras Moshe hazos lo tisbatel. working backwards, right, we find this phrase that the Torah is referred to as Taras Moshe. For the Rambam is referring to it. We find it in Chazal as well, the Mishnah Ksubis, when it talks about when a husband has grounds to divorce his wife and not have to pay the Ksuba. So it says if she's Olveris al Das Moshe. And Das Moshe means Dinim Daraisa. So there too, Torah is being referred to as Das Moshe. And of course, the source for Hain for Chazal, Hain for the Rambam, is the Pasuk, Zichu Taras Moshe Avdi. The Pasuk in Malachi, the concluding Pasuk of Nevuah. Zichu Taras Moshe Avdi. Now, obviously, it's not Taras Moshe in the sense that Moshe Rabbeinu is the source of anything, but it is Taras Moshe in the sense that all of Torah is conveyed to us via Moshe Rabbeinu. Hein Torah Shebichsav, Hein Torah Shebalpeh. And that's what's reflected again in the designation of Torah as Torah Moshe. Habitul v'husha Torah Moshe azaz lo tispatel v'lo tovel Torah me'es Hashem zulasa v'lo tiyya bo tosefes v'lo yigara mimeno lo b'kosu v'lo b'ferush. So Yisod Hashmini is the nitzchius of Torah, and then Yisod Hachi is the immutability of Torah. Torah doesn't change. They're not going to be addenda, they're not going to be deletions, Rahman al-Islam. Amma lo sosef Allah v'lo sigra mimenu. Ukva be'avnu saroi levar b'yisod l'sazer b'agdomu sachivu hazer. So it's interesting. The Rambam says that the pasuk of Bal Tosef Bal Tigra Lo Sosef Alav Lo Sigra Mimenu expresses, encapsulates this yesod of the immutability of Torah. So under no circumstances would it ever be permissible for you to be Mosif or Goreya? Aye, but maybe a person will receive a Nevuah telling him to be Mosif or telling him to be Goreya. So the Torah says, no, that can't happen, that won't happen, which is why Lo Sosek for Lo Sigra is categorical, because, again, what's at the core of Bal Tosef and Bal Tigra is the immutability of Torah, right? That's how the Torah can state this so categorically, without exception, because Hayos, that Torah is immutable. That Torah does not change, Torah will not change. So Mimela, that's how this Lav of Bal Tosef, the Lavin of Bal Tosef and Bal Tigra, again, have no exceptions, because of this yesod of the immutability of Torah. Okay, we'll stop here.